Welcome back to another amazing episode of the Mixtape Queens podcast. We are your hosts, Amanda and Elise, the Mixtape Queens. If you haven't already, please take a moment to hit that follow or subscribe button. It really means a lot to us. We genuinely appreciate it. All the artists that we have on, genuinely appreciate it. If you go down to the description box below, hit those links, go follow, go show love, go like, subscribe. Everybody that comes onto our podcast is absolutely amazing. Today, we are shining the light, and it is a very beautiful, bright light on a very special talent emerging out of the heart of Nigeria. And Jokes, not only is she capturing the essence of her generation, but also carving a unique path of her own in the music industry. With singles like Good Day and Mercy, she's making waves worldwide. Welcome, Nenadi.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. It's so exciting to be able to talk to you from all the way across the world. So the first time that we heard your music was on Instagram, and it was your song Mercy. And the first thing that I saw was a powerful piece of artwork, which was a person standing in the middle like this, and around them was war and a crowd of people. And then in the song, you go on to say, "Man down, bloody ground, tough crowd." And it gave me chills because it's a very powerful song. And it goes on to change from one scene to the next to what looks like India, mm-hmm. and then even America. And I think that's such a powerful testament to the struggles that we all go through in any nation, any tribe, as a human being. And would you be able to tell us the meaning behind that song and how you created that song?
Okay, so basically, Mercy started as a poem. And, you know, I was very emotional at that point because at that time, my country was going through a lot, and with the Ukraine war, with everything going on in the world, I just decided, you know what, let me just write my feelings down. And then the next day, my producer comes to the house, and he plays this beat for me and my dad, my manager, and I'm like, okay, this beat is nice. Let me see if I can, like, put my poem onto this beat. And I just started writing more lyrics until it became a song, and that song is very dear to me. It's one of my favorite songs. I put a lot of emotion in it and a lot of time. I cried as I wrote the song. And I really appreciate that you guys appreciate my music, because I wanted people to feel what I felt while making that song.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we really do.
We're big fans of words. Especially those words that are as heartfelt as what you wrote. Not to make that like a big deal, but for somebody that's like 16 at the time to write something like that, mm-hmm. and seeing all these things that's going on in the world, so impactful on not just your generation, but our generation and the generation before us, because they get to really understand where we are as a whole, as people. And when you have music that spreads messages like that, it just becomes so much more impactful. So you like really are an amazing writer and artist.
Thank you.
Really cool.
Yeah. As a young artist and an activist, you have the power to impact the world and change the world with your music. How do you hope that your music will do that?
Where are you at? That's the goal. Like, I want people to hear me through my music. I want people to feel something through my music. My music is like my therapy. It's my everything. So I just put everything I feel into my music, and I want my music to impact the world. I want people to see me and be like, this girl changed my life. Something about her music just touched me. Whether it be like happy emotions or, you know, curing depression. I want to cure depression. And, you know, I just want to impact people's lives with my music. So if I can do that, that would be the best thing. That's my goal.
Well, you're doing a good job so far.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. You're curing the depression, honey.
Yes.
I can feel it just with the vibe. And like your energy is just so beautiful. And like we can really tell how genuine you are about it and how you feel about your creativity just sparking something within people to help them see like the light, basically. We love that. We're all about that. So.
Yes, it's so important. And you just mentioned an issue that, you know, a lot of people talk about, some people don't, but you mentioned depression and, you know, everywhere in the world, I think mental illness and depression and sadness and fear is a big problem. What are some of the other issues in your country or in the world that you're passionate about?
Honestly, I just want everything to work. I want everyone to be at peace. You know, there's a lot of violence, a lot of poverty. And if I could, any way or any chance I could have to change that, and hunger and insecurity and all of that, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Same for us. Yeah. Same for us.
It's the same. Any way we can be impactful is like a blessing.
Yeah, that's why we are the Mixtape Queens, and that's why we're passionate about spreading music and spreading love, because we think that's the medicine and the cure for a lot of things that we face in the world. So, yeah, that's special.
The majority of people listen to music, and you can, like, spread your message, very important messages through music. A majority of people do. You guys are doing a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you. So are you.
We appreciate that. When we get to hear incredible artists like yourself say that, it means a lot to us, because we do it for you. We do it for the creatives that really want to change the world, want to make an impact, want to share their story so that they can let other people know you can do this too. If this is your passion, if this is your dream, you can do this too.
So we're excited to hear more about what you're doing and what you have planned for the future of your career and your music. And we're curious to find out
Where you're
if you could do a collaboration with anybody in the whole world, and you could choose your ultimate collaboration, who would that be and why?
I
have a whole list of people. Is it just one? Ludacris.
No. You know what? Give us like your top three.
Okay, so Ludacris, Miss Lauryn Hill. And who's my third? Toby Ngwigwe. Have you heard of him? Toby Ngwigwe. Yes. Yeah. Those three.
What was the first one that you said?
Ludacris.
Lauryn
Hill.
Awesome. Yeah, we love Ludacris.
I like that combination that you just gave, because honestly, I can be honest and say I haven't heard very many people say that they would want to collaborate with Ludacris. But he's one of the most creative artists that I've seen.
Love it.
So I love that. And everybody knows Lauryn Hill.
Yes. Also, we're curious to find out what you're working on. Are you working on new music? What do you have in your plans for the future?
Okay. So I am currently working on an EP. And hopefully, with God's grace, I'm able to make a music video for Mercy soon, but we don't know when or a good day. I haven't decided yet. My management hasn't decided yet, but yeah, and I'm currently performing in different shows. I won Plateau Got Talent like a few years ago. I won the competition at 16, and I've been at some humanitarian events, the World Food Day program. And you know, I just hope and I pray I continue to do more.
Yes.
We already know you have a successful path ahead of you. And speaking of that successful path, we know that your father is playing a pretty pivotal role in getting you there, because he like loves you enough to see your dream and your craft and like is working diligently to make sure it's happening. And
yeah, he's your manager,
he's
right?
Your manager. And so he's there. Yeah, he's there with you. And yeah,
we would love to say hi to him.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, guys.
No.
How are you?
This is the face of a father who supports his daughter's dreams. Let's go.
Yes.
Clap it up. Okay.
Yes. The world needs more dads like you.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Amen.
I'm so grateful to God for my dad.
I think I'm the lucky one. I'm the blessed one. When you have a great daughter like that, it's very easy for you.
Oh my gosh, that is so beautiful. And I love hearing fathers talk about their daughters that way, and daughters having that connection with their fathers. There's so many children in the world who don't have that connection with their father and have that support in that way. So it's so beautiful to be able to experience it and share it here on the Mixtape Queens podcast.
Where you go.
You can feel the love through the screen.
What's up, my glad. You guys are doing great. It's really nice to see you and you know to be a part of all of this. I hope that at the end of the day we're all going to be able to touch the world and make a big difference together.
Yep, that's cool.
Absolutely, we will. I wanted to ask you, as her father and manager, have you ever had trouble balancing the two? Of being more the manager or being more the father, or is it coming easy to you because of your connection?
Okay, I don't know why I've gotten this question asked a couple of times. I was at the Incredible Music Festival with the MI, the guy, and a couple of other artists, well-known international artists, well-known within this region. And during the summit, during the workshop, I was asked that same question. The most tricky part is how do you even manage a Gen Z artist? Because she's a Gen Z. And my answer is always the same. She makes it very easy for me. She's a good girl, as in on her own. If she was not a musician, she's still the same person. You know, she's a very lovely person. You know, and she makes it very easy for me. You know, I don't have things to fear about, like what most people get worried about with the Gen Z, you know, thing and all that. So working with her has just been awesome. You know, I try to make her to advise her and get her to be as authentic as she is, be her person, you know, be a real person, both in the music industry and outside that, so that you don't have to live double lives. You don't have to, you know, try to go out of your way to try and make things work and be someone you're not, you know. So when you're being real and true to yourself, both in your craft and your art and in your own world, you find out that there are not too many mix-ups and there are not too many hiccups. So it makes it a lot easier. And yeah, it's been great. It's been awesome, I would say, working with her. It's been beautiful. Yeah. Aww,
that is the sweetest thing.
Yes, what a blessing.
Yes, that is absolutely beautiful. I love y'all's relationship. I love the connection y'all have.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yes, and You raised your daughter to be a special person with beautiful morals and passion and artistry. How did she learn to sing, and where did this talent come from? Are you also talented musically?
Okay, I think in order not to sound a bit too, I'd say the talent, it was God-given. It's a gift for her. She's always had this gift since she was a kid, and I noticed it early, and I didn't say much about it because I didn't want to have to direct her or push her. She's a great dancer. She knows how to draw, she does a lot of illustrative drawings and all that. She's a bundle of talents. She's got so many talents, and it's all a beautiful gift that God has given her. Now, like you rightly said, did she get that from us? Yes, her mom sings. Her mom's a beautiful singer too, and So I think that was passed on from the mom. Well, without sounding too.
My son's an amazing dancer. He's holding back. He's an amazing dancer.
I used to belong to a dance group. I was in the movie industry for a bit. I was actually the choreographer and the proprietor of the dance group. We grew that group for a while. And in the midst of it all, when the music industry was beginning to pick up in Nigeria, we were at the forefront of some of those things. So I was able to learn a lot. I met a lot of people. Then also taking my bit in the movie industry where I was an actor for a while. I also played roles like, a fight choreographer, because I used to be in the martial arts as well, you know, and couple of talents. I'm an architect by training, profession, so naturally, of course, I can draft, I can draw, I have the gift of, but a couple of talents here and there, so I don't want to take the spotlight off.
He's pretty modest, but he's multi-talented as well. So you come from a family of incredible gifts and just artistry all across the board. And that is like, you really are a blessed family to be able to do that and for it to be passed down so beautifully into your daughter, who is really like a shining light. For this new generation. I can just see it already, like her brand, her name, her music and her message being so profound and so well known worldwide. I see it.
Yes, and we have a message here that says that you are being nominated for the coolest dad in the world.
Yeah, you are both incredible.
Congratulations.
Yes, and we're like extremely grateful that you both took the time to be here with us today, to talk with us, and to share your space and your time and your energy. We feel the love. We're sending you the love back. Everybody that is listening, make sure that you tap in and you hit those links below in the description. We will put all of Nenati's everything in the description below. Tap in, go follow, like, subscribe, and show love to this beautiful queen. And make sure that all of you dads out there that are looking to be inspired by another father, tap in with her manager / dad, okay? He's got it down. Pat.
Yes.
He's got it down.
Yes.
So thank y'all so much. And we hope that y'all have a beautiful and blessed rest of y'all's week, and we'll be tapping in with you soon.
Where are you?
Peace
and love.